The following is part of KRCB's Health Connections, an ongoing series of reports to promote community health and well-being in the North Bay.
According to a 2011 study by the FDIC, more than a quarter of all American households are unbanked, with neither a checking or savings account. Hard numbers for North Bay counties are not readily available, but social service officials believe the issue is also prevalent here, especially among Latino households, which tend to be wary of public institutions. So, some local organizations are responding with financial literacy education programs. One of them is La Tortilla Factory, which employs 350 mostly Latino workers in Santa Rosa. For the past 3 years, Jonna Green, the company's vice president for operations, has been leading a series of classes based on a program developed by personal finance advisor Dave Ramsey.
It teaches people the basics of how to manage money. It's behavior-based, so you don't have to know anything about finance. They learn how to have an emergency fund. They learn how to make a budget, how to pay off their debt. They learn how to save money. They learn about retirement and how to save for retirement. They learn how to fund college for their kids. We talk about being able to pay off your home early, and we talk about being able to build your wealth and give back.
Lee Alderman, Vice President for Training and Financial Literacy for Redwood Credit Union, promotes many of these same concepts and ideas in his outreach efforts through nonprofits and school groups locally.
We don't spend a lot of time talking about budgeting, surprisingly. I like to talk about spending plans. The idea of saving for a goal and understanding how your day-to-day spending impacts that goal, whether that goal be a long-range vacation, a new car, paying next month's rent. We want people to understand how their day-to-day spending decisions impact their life.
Like most credit unions, Redwood offers free basic checking and savings accounts with no minimum balance requirement, making them a practical alternative to expensive payday loan and private check cashing storefronts. Alderman also gives special attention to the potential pitfalls that come with credit cards.
You can use them to build credit, but they're also incredibly dangerous. We want to help people to make smart decisions with their money. The credit card industry helps people make bad decisions. So trying to make sure people understand the dangers of credit cards and spending without thinking, being conscious about what you're spending and how you're going to pay that back, is a big, big message of ours.
It's a message he tries to instill early.
We actually started doing a lot of work with the youth markets a couple years ago to really make sure youth were prepared for adulthood financially, since it's not a topic that's taught in schools.
That's a good start, but as La Tortilla Factory's Green admits, refreshers are necessary too.
It's made a huge difference for me. Even though my parents taught me the basic principles, when you're a teenager, you're not always listening to your parents. So it's good to hear it as an adult.
She has been surprised and pleased to discover that the money managing principles she's been sharing with her workforce are also spilling over into their jobs.
Because the principles that are taught in the class are so basic about keeping track of things and goal-oriented and staying focused, it does affect other areas of their management.
So far, those classes have all been taught in English, but new Spanish language sections are now being planned. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.
This has been a Health Connections report, making the connections for healthy communities.